One trait for me is just like intellect. Like I love having like
sapiosexual
intellectual conversation.
I love having like deep like conversations.
What's a deep conversation?
You know when you can just talk about a topic.
He wants intellectual. He don't even know what he is.
Let's start at the podcast.
What happened is someone said the word sapiosexual and then
you didn't one of
the
girls.
You know it was. But you want someone who's intelligent. And you don't even read the dictionary.
You don't even know what it is.
I thought, like, dude, man.
All right, guys, throughout history,
yeah.
There's been a lot of great battles, great rivalries.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Tupac versus Biggie.
Mm. Yeah.
David versus Goliath.
Yeah.
Women versus accountability.
Yeah.
That's one of the biggest wars.
It's one of the biggest.
Yeah.
But in secondary school, yeah, the biggest rivalry we had was Wood Green versus Tottenham.
Okay.
Ooh. So if you're the man up from ends, especially North London,
yeah.
It was a madness back then, yeah.
Okay.
But also, you lot know I'm a good kid. I wasn't really with bad gang innit. So I never really went to Tottenham because Tottenham was kind of like getting sent to Nigeria. Getting there was not a problem.
Yes.
But coming back home, you're not sure if you're gonna make it. So secondary school, our secondary school team, we managed to get through to Haringey Cup final.
Come on.
Yeah. Nice. But because it's a cup final, I'm thinking it's going to be played at Wembley. Obviously, neutral ground.
Yeah.
But we're playing in dead ends.
Oh,
wait, MPK.
Wait, why are they at home? Why are they at home?
I don't know. They must have paid FA a little something on the side.
All they threatened.
Yeah. They were Man City before Man City were doing their thing. So anyway, we're playing at dead ground now, yeah? So I'm thinking, I'm going to actually have to go to Tottenham.
I
ain't really been around this gang life before.
Treacherous zones.
So obviously, when you're going away on these kind of like treacherous journeys, you get your family together. So the night before, I called a family meeting. And I was like, look, guys, I'm going to be going away for a little bit. I don't know if I'm going to make it back, but just pray for me. My brother, he got bare vexed, yeah? He was like, bruv, you're going to Tottenham, you're not going to Iraq, bruv. Yeah. My mum, she's so dramatic, yeah? She heard Tottenham, she fainted. She had Tottenham, bruv.
Your mum knows.
Which
is the news.
Next day, yeah, it's the day of the final. So everyone's outside wishing us well to go to the match. Yeah. I'm getting on the school bus now. Yeah. Before I get on the bus, I saw a girl that I've been liking for time.
Oh,
her name's Alicia.
Hey.
And I seen this in the notebook, innit? So I ran over to her and I was like, Alicia, don't worry. I'm going to make sure I come back for you. She's like, oh my God, you're so brave. Oh my God. Don't worry, I'm going to be here. Don't worry. I'm like, cool. We get to the pitch now, yeah? Bruv, 60% of the crowd, I know they didn't even go to the school.
I'm saying
bare niggas. Bare Rottweilers, XL Bullies, Bally's, bruv. There's one yardie, man, who's cooking grilled chicken, jerk chicken in the corner flag.
And you know it slaps as well.
I know it slaps. But I'm thinking, you know what, forget it. We're here to do a job. First whistle goes off, and I'm in my zone. I'm doing my thing.
We
finished the first half 1-0 up. I'm thinking, sweet.
Scary.
Second half now, I'm playing left wing. So I'm now on the sideline with the home fans.
Okay.
A little bit more pressure.
The
ball goes out for a throw-in, so naturally you go and get the ball, innit? So then one of the hood man that was on their team, he throws me the ball for me to take the throw on.
But as
he's throwing the ball, his knife is dropped on the floor. But he wanted me to see the knife, innit? He was like, oh, my bad, bro. You weren't meant to see it, but I see you slicing up our defense.
Yeah.
Not the only one that can slice things up. I dropped the ball and I ran into the pitch. I wasn't on it. I knew the rest of that game, I need to be on their side.
Yeah. You can't win this game.
There's no way.
You have to go home for your
mum. I got to go home for your mum.
For your mum's easy.
The corner's coming. We're defending the corner. Instead of me heading it out, bruv, I've volleyed the top corner. Avoided it, top corner. I needed them to know. Bro, my teammates were like, bro, Manny, what are you doing? Bro, do you not see Chef Ramsay on the side doing this? I'm trying to survive, bro. Bro, game carries on. I'm having a stinker. I mean, my manager, he goes to the ref. Hey, yo, ref, sub. Manny, have a rest. I was like, Gaffer, like, we've made 3 subs already. We can't make him on the subs. He was like, I know, but you're playing against us, so come off. We're better off with 10 men. The home side, they're like, boo, keep him on.
They know you're playing for them.
They know I'm playing for them. 1-1, the game finished, so it's going to penalties now.
Oh.
And before penalties, normally you huddle up as a team, innit? Everyone's going to decide who's going to take the first kick and all of that. I told my team, look, we could win this game. We can.
We can. Yeah.
But we're not going to make it home.
At what cost? Yeah.
They're like, Manny, what are you talking about? Man, don't be a pussy. What are you talking about? Let's try and win it. I was like, bro, look at the crowd. They started throwing flares. We're not in Tottenham no more. It's Istanbul now. We're playing Galatasaray, bro. Bro, the whole team got shook, yeah? Everyone missed their pens. 5-0, we missed all our pens.
I hear it. I hear it as well.
Now, I know technically, you know, we lost our dignity.
Yeah. Yeah.
But for me, and like in war, the most important thing is making it back home.
Making it back home, for sure.
Yeah. When I went back home, Alicia was waiting for me. I lifted the hell out of her. But for me, that was a real trophy.
Yeah.
That was a real trophy.
You had the keys to Alicia's heart, man.
I did.
Yo, this is Fabs from Pastor Meerkat. Make sure you like, comment, and subscribe. Blah.
Okay, this is. Let me make sure. Pedro just leaned up, so I'm gonna make sure I'm not slouched.
I got a.
I look small.
I got a thing. No, but I've got a. I got long legs and a small upper body.
That's like me, though. Like, look how my legs are bare long in comparison to my. The doctor told me that. That yeah, you've got bare.
Doctor who?
Doctor Rao.
Doctor Zeus.
Doctor Rao.
But fuck.
Doctor Rao.
Doctor Oscar.
The Spanish don.
No, he's like. He's Dr. Asian.
Doolittle, man.
Oh, he's Asian.
Yeah,
that gives you bare credibility. If you say he's Asian.
He's Asian.
Yeah.
He slapped as well. Bro. He's the one that diagnosed my mum with the lower back hurt and thing.
Hernia. Is that what you're going to say?
A sciatica.
No.
Anyway, episode 18.
Let's go.
This is Past the Meerkat. Mm-hmm. We are on episode 18. Mm-hmm. I am here with Manny, Shake, Vish. Oh, my days.
Oh, come on, man.
Iman, we'll speak about that in a second. Pedro, and I am Dej. Why are you in a Liverpool scarf?
Liverpool won today, man.
Yeah, well done.
Well done.
Well done.
How many of you guys can say your team's won a cup?
What?
My this year in general? Cup.
My team haven't won a cup.
This season?
No, like ever.
Come on, this season.
No one cares when Liverpool
Why are you angry?
No one cares when Liverpool wins. I'm happy. I'm actually happy for you.
Okay.
Because it's
your
a nice scarf.
Your face doesn't say that.
Let's see the shirt underneath.
And it's a good send away for Klopp.
The shirt.
Yeah, it is.
Anyway, fuck football because half of our fans don't give a damn about football.
Same.
I didn't want to speak about this, to be honest, but a lot's been happening on social media recently.
What's been going on?
Yeah.
Talk to us.
Yeah. So what would you man do? We're going to do a few dilemmas later, but I just wanted to kind of interview because it's been on my mind essentially.
Okay.
I already know what you're going to ask us as well.
What am I going to ask?
You know what we're going to
ask. Let him land.
What would you man do if you went to a concert?
Whose concert?
Usher.
Yeah, Usher.
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah, Usher's more credibility.
Your girl's got Usher tickets, yeah?
Yeah.
Front row.
Who bought the tickets, me or her?
You split.
Okay.
That's the first mistake.
That's the first.
Stings. Yeah.
You split. She was like, yeah, I want front row tickets.
Okay.
So we're going to split.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You guys split it. You guys are sitting front row.
Mm-hmm.
Usher puts a chair in the middle of the stage.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
And then invites you up on stage. Not
what?
Not
me? I'm going.
It's so mad because before he said that, I was thinking in my head, if he says my girl, I'm going to say I'm going up. So when he said that, I was like, calm.
If Usher invited you guys on stage, would you go?
I'm going.
I'll kindly decline.
But why would you decline? Like, he just wants to sing with you sort of thing.
If I get a mic as well, I'm doing it.
Yeah, yeah.
Duetting.
Is there two chairs or one chair?
You said the chair.
First of all, there's no chair.
There's no chair. I was going to use the chair as a prop.
He's just like, oh, yo, I want somebody to come up here, sing my next song with me.
Yeah. I'm going up.
You go up.
Yeah, that's calm. It's burn.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'll do it. I'm doing it.
I'll do it. Are you ever doing to go?
I'll go.
I don't care what. I'll do my be with him. I'll do all the features.
Would you do confessions?
I'll do confessions. Part one and two.
I'll add one variable to the scenario. There is a chair.
There's a chair. Yeah, I'm gonna do it.
And that chair changes everything.
I'm gonna do it. I'm gonna do this. I'm the chair. I'm doing it.
Oh, you know, that's so cool. Now, I'll whisper in these. I'll be like, what's that?
But then you're on stage.
No. But he must have caught.
Yeah, so you see the chair. He's like, yeah, come. As soon as you get on stage, the security guards are literally putting you in the chair.
Yeah, you're getting straight up.
Why would you say no?
The chair changed everything.
Yeah. Why would you say no? Why?
Because you know what goes down on the chair.
Yeah, but if he tries to do anything in the chair, I'll punch him.
Oh my.
Why?
You'll get rushed so quickly.
It's cute.
Because I can't cheat. That's cheating.
Yeah, I hear it.
Mm. That's cheating.
Okay, cool. Anyway, we'll play out some scenarios later.
So that was your scenario?
That was my scenario, yeah.
That's
that was
crazy.
But you guys thought I was going to talk about it. Nah, man. It's too typical. It's too easy. Okay, I've been watching, and I know you, man, have been watching Love is Blind recently.
I have.
I haven't finished it yet, though.
I ain't finished it.
Why are you? I'm up to episode 7.
You're close. I'm close.
What, you see Cullen and Bulma?
What?
Trying to throw him off. I'm trying to throw him off.
This guy's like, he's talking about Dragon Ball Z.
Yeah,
I was like, what the hell? So I've been watching Love is Blind recently. And it made me think, I really want to go on the show, you know?
Would you?
Really?
Like, I don't want to go on the show and I never would. I wouldn't even do dating apps. But I want to see if that phenomenon of like growing close to a person before seeing their face is real. I want to know if it's real.
It's not real.
I think it's cap.
You want to do the experiment.
I think it's not real.
This guy said it's cap.
I think it's straight cap.
Okay, go on, talk.
Because first of all, these lot are in the pods for like a few weeks, like a week.
One week.
Yeah. It's 1 week.
1 week.
Bearing in mind
it's intense.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
You're speaking to bare people. So imagine you're speaking to like 15 girls in a week.
Mm. Okay.
You're speaking to them like multiple times a day for a week. Yeah. You think that's enough for you to propose to them? No way, bro.
Of course not. Of course
absolutely not.
Yeah. Okay.
And in the back of your mind, you're talking to them and then you're like, okay, cool. They seem like a cool person. But there's always going to be in the back of your mind.
What do they look like?
Yeah. And you can tell when you're watching the show, the bare fish and they're like trying to hear the voice. What's your ethnicity?
Yeah. How tall are you? Do you need sunscreen or not?
Some cap in it. Like at the end of the day, like I get the emphasis on trying to get to know people more than the way they look.
Yeah,
but ultimately, you want to see what they look like.
If they increase the time periods, say it was like Love Island, but you can't see each other, so they made it like 4 weeks. Do you think you could fall in love?
And the conversation is slapping
because you're talking all the time.
You know what? I generally think you can fall in love, but up to a point because you need the physical. To complete love.
Yes.
You can be in love with their personality, their person, like their morals, the way they think, all of that.
Yeah.
Their ideologies, whatever. Mm. But you can't fully love them until you add the physical.
There's friends, you know.
But do you not think it's just lit, like the idea of like being like that? And imagine, obviously there's the point that it might be bad, but imagine like you do all that and then you see them and they're nice.
That's a bonus.
Imagine that.
Yeah. That's like one couple, like, AD
and Claire,
like you could just tell, like they had a good connection.
They were both happy when they saw each other.
And that's the
lips in. Oh, the lips in will be so sweet after even speaking.
Bro, that's how you know, when it's lit.
Goosebumps.
Yeah? When they propose and they actually see each other in real life, when they actually see each other for the first time.
Yeah.
Based on that interaction, you can tell whether
it's going to work, innit?
There's ones that just... You know the ones where they go over to each other?
The fake Megan.
Chelsea.
And then lips for time. They just lips. And then there's one... And then there's other couples that you'll see them and they'll be like, hey.
Yeah.
I finally saw you.
Yeah.
You
know what I expected.
You know what I expected, but I'm glad a connection. When they go, they default back to a connection.
That's when it's not slapping anymore.
Yeah. I don't watch the show, but is it legally binding? Like, do they have to actually,
It's legit, but you have a period to annul it. Yeah.
You have a chance to annul it.
Yeah, but it's serious.
Which is why I think because of that, everyone puts all their eggs in the basket.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That part is obviously like produced, like we need it to be the most intense form of love, so they'll do the marriage. But I'm talking about the concept of like actually falling in deep, like mm-hmm. with somebody, obviously not proposing, but falling in deep, like,
yeah.
like you might have never, like, I've had chats with AI
that have been intense.
Like, the flirting on AI is lit.
So they flirt, they know how to flirt back.
They know
with
how
you.
To flirt back, yeah. They know what I want. They know what I want. They know, they've seen my cookies. They've seen
Siri,
my cookies.
Alexa,
yeah.
bro, them man.
Man's in Siri. Siri. He's a guy sometimes, by the way.
But you see, the couple, so I can't remember the name. Jimmy and Chelsea.
Yeah.
So Chelsea that said she looks like Megan Fox.
Mm. Yeah.
However, she, from the show, looked like she had a better connection with the hench guy.
Mm. Yeah, 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 for sure.
Trevor.
Yeah,
for sure.
Yeah. But you need to explain this because you're a psychologist.
Okay.
But because she was competing with the other girl, she's Spanish.
That's exactly what it was.
Yes. You think so?
Jess, yes.
Yeah.
For this one guy,
yeah.
who she didn't have as much as a connection with,
yeah.
but she knew universally Jess is more attractive than I am.
Mm. It was a competition for her.
It's a competition for
her. And girls.
And it's the same thing with my guy in it because he had a connection with the other girl. He didn't know what he looked like, but he knew he was in a love triangle as well.
Yeah. Exactly. Yeah, 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 yeah.
So does that add an element? That's a good point.
100%. And as soon as she said,
Megan Fox.
She looks like Megan Fox. If someone tells you,
yeah.
I look like Megan Fox.
No.
And I've got.
Yeah, but yeah, Megan Fox might not do it for you.
Yeah, yeah.
But
yeah,
someone
yeah.
else might.
For him,
she knew. If she said Megan Fox,
yeah.
He's horny for her.
He's horny.
Is he a white man?
Yeah, he's white.
If they said to you, like, by the way, I look like
Megan Good. Like Megan Thee Stallion.
Megan Thee Stallion.
Yeah.
Megan Thee Stallion.
Nah, that's what he likes. That's what he likes.
I like it, I like it.
Who is the U-Man celeb crush at the moment? Like modern day?
Drea. Mine's Drea.
Okay, cool. You're...
I don't really have one, you know.
Yeah, I don't now. But I've always liked
Megan. Shut up!
They don't really have one.
When I was younger,
it used to be Megan.
That's everyone's though.
Yeah. I used to love Sana Lathan from Love and Basketball.
Why did you put a list board when you said her name?
I'm sitting next to Dej, man.
Don't do that.
Happy birthday.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my shit, I love her.
How old is she? How?
Yeah, yeah. But before we get yourself in trouble,
you can't just be saying,
excuse.
Coco Jones, the one in the New Bel Air.
Yeah.
What was that?
Mitch will never say anyone unless it's black.
Yeah.
It's calm.
You see the girl in, what's that? The film with Viola Davis and John Boyega.
Which one?
The one where they're in Africa.
Woman King.
The main girl, she slaps, bro.
I can't remember her name.
I was in the cinema with my guy to Google how old she was before I told my girl that she was nice. And my girl was like, yeah, that's calm. But she looks young, though. But she's like 28, I think. She is buff.
Yeah. So Love Isn't Blind for you, man.
Nah, with my wife, yeah. Actually, this was the first time I had a period of really getting to know a girl because she lived in Dubai at the time. So for the first 3 months, when we were chatting, I didn't really see her. Everything was like FaceTime and messaging. So that when the first time I saw her, like Sheikh said,
yeah. You think that's a lot better that you get to connect?
That's why it's heightened.
Exactly. And then when you see them and they're nice, you're just
But I needed to see like the FaceTime, the Insta pic first. I couldn't have done it without that.
They do the FaceTime calls.
Yeah.
Oh, come on, that doesn't count then. That doesn't count.
It's something though.
It's something though. Like, I didn't go on a date with her for like 3 months.
But that makes your conversations better because you know she's already going to look like.
We're doing like spa dates together on FaceTime.
That is
okay.
Would you man be open?
My skin improved. I'm not gonna lie.
To what?
Say if we were just like, listen, I got a girl for you. Yeah.
Yeah.
I think she's a cool person. I'm not gonna send you a picture, but like, I think you should talk with her. Talk to her. Would you trust us enough to chat to a girl that we know? We know what you like. I know what you like.
You don't know why.
I trust you.
Don't do that. I'm giving a scenario.
I'm answering a scenario. I don't trust you.
I'm saying to an extent, I know what you like. Yeah?
Go on. Say it. What do I like?
Huh?
What do I like?
I'm not going to.
I don't want to.
If you don't describe my wife right now,
it's over.
I want to know.
Oh my God, that's too funny.
One of my boys hooked me up with a girl, and he was like, it was his girl's friend. And he was like, you will like this girl. You'll definitely like this girl. And he was like, you guys go on a blind date. And I didn't take it seriously because I'm thinking, okay, cool. I'm going to show my WhatsApp status. I'm not going to take it seriously. I'll see her WhatsApp status. She took it seriously. She, when I went on her WhatsApp, it was the back of her.
You what?
When she was the back of her, I just saw her hair.
Was her hair nice though?
The hair slapped, bro. I said, yo.
Yeah,
I said, cool. This is cool. But I thought, I was like to this girl, oh, like, send me a pic or are you going to change your WhatsApp message? She's like, nah, you'll see me on the thing. So then I started getting skeptical, but like the conversation was good. Like she was intellectual and everything. And then I went on the first date and she slapped. Like she's a pretty. My friend sent me a picture. He said, this is what she looks like.
Mm-hmm. So she didn't tell you what the exact picture, just something.
No, but he said she looked like this.
Right, let me
see. But I'm not even gonna make a joke. I'm not gonna make a joke until everybody sees it.
Let me see.
Are you joking?
Hell King Freezer.
Hey, look, Vish is getting up.
Why are you showing the camera, bro?
Let them join.
Know the girl, bro.
Why have you still got her picture?
What?
Why? Yeah.
Do you not like favorites? You're not our favorites on your phone.
But anyways, yeah, I went on a date and I dated her for a while, but she wasn't all there. She wasn't all there. Oh. But it was a good experience. Would I do it again? No.
Well, I just want to try it, bro.
Yeah.
There is power in just like chatting to someone, getting to know them, connecting with them, other than just lasting it.
But you need it. You need the lust.
Yeah,
but the lust comes.
Need
the
it.
Lust can come.
Lust doesn't
lust
last forever. That's what my problem.
But why can't you just?
My lust.
Me.
My lust.
Why do you want to talk to someone first before? Do you feel that it clouds your judgment?
Yes.
Yeah. It does.
I want to know. Really? I want to know. I really like her personality, and when we get to 60, and my skin's great, and her skin isn't, I'm still gonna like her.
Yeah.
Would you guys date? Like, would you guys like? Let's say a girl followed you. We were all single. A girl followed you. You can't really see. Like her profile is locked.
Yeah.
But in her small thumbnail, because you can't zoom in on Insta.
You can now.
The new update.
Someone told me.
I didn't know that. Someone told me.
I did it by accident. Okay.
Dim saying it's been there for time. He's only 42. So yeah, let's say you couldn't zoom in, so you could only see the thumbnail. Even if you can zoom in on the thumbnail, but all you see is the back of the hair is laid, but the booty is fat.
Fat.
Are you following back?
She followed me already. Fantastic. It's rude not to. No, but it's rude not to.
It is rude not to.
That's like saying hello and ignoring someone.
Exactly.
And then you get to the profile and it's me. It's just
the game's a game. On to the next one.
Would you unfollow me?
No.
I'd wait. I would. Not immediately.
Bro, I remember one time a girl followed me, and she was on private, and then I followed her back, and this was time ago, and I didn't fancy her.
Yeah.
And then I unfollowed her, and then she was like, oh, I guess you didn't like what you saw.
Ben, someone's like open true, like that. It's true.
What was your response? You just like it, or?
Liked it. I followed her back after she said that.
Oh.
I was like, I did it. Yeah, I did it by accident.
That's crazy.
You're a coward.
What'd you say?
I didn't follow her back as well.
I would have deleted. I would just hidden her profile.
I'm following is mad. You could have just let it simmer there. Just like,
that's what I used to check my follow count.
Why are we so precious about unfollowing someone though? What's the problem? In this society, it does seem like it's a big thing to unfollow someone.
Yeah.
But it shouldn't.
It's a way of just
saying. It seems very rude.
It's basically like,
I don't fuck with you.
Yeah, I don't like
you. I hate you, innit?
That's basically saying, I've checked you out and I don't like you.
Yeah.
Which is crazy.
Yeah.
That's rude, man.
But and she probably, like, people have nice personalities. It's not all about the looks.
Yeah, you could have made a good friend.
Yeah,
but you didn't care about that.
Nine people in PTM, I got enough friends.
Yeah, so true.
That's a whole other conversation.
Do you guys have people follow you for like friendships and stuff like that?
No, people only use me for business and I hate it.
I think people only follow me for my looks. That's what I've realized.
You're lucky. I think there's bare people that followed me, especially recently, and they're like, yeah, I just want to be friends. Mm. But they're all women or homosexual men. Ironically.
Do you believe when someone says that they want to be friends, their intention is to want to be friends?
What, through a DM?
Yeah.
Oh, through a DM or just from a follow?
What, men
just,
or women?
Yeah, like, on approach. So imagine someone says to you, on the first thing, listen, I just want to be friends. Do you take their intent as trying to be friends? In the back of your mind, you always think,
it depends who you are, though.
If you're an exchange student, I'll believe it. Because you're only here for a short period, like a year, innit?
Yeah. Or if you just came
or an immigrant or something.
They might have just seen one of Deji's funny stories or something.
So why would you want to be friends?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
I want to meet up and you tell the same story in my face.
No, but they might think he's funny. They want to think
he's funny. I want a guy that's
happened as well. I'm gonna try to get this.
I would be someone's friend, but it depends on what pictures of on my Instagram they like. If they like my topless picture, they don't want to be my friend.
Yeah.
If they like my picture where I'm dressed as a pastor, I know they want to come church.
That's a good shout.
They like all your pictures. They want to fuck.
Yeah, basically.
Yeah, they want everything from you.
This girl DM'd me and she goes, I listened to your podcast. Y'all are mad funny. I don't know why she's speaking at you guys.
Hey, don't do that.
She's like, it's good. I was like, thank you. She's like, how are you? I was like, thank you. I'm good. How are you? She's like, you're welcome. And then she goes, I'm obviously like taking bare long to respond. She's like, I'm good. I'm just chilling. She's like, must be nice. She was like, friends? ? And I was like, she was like, Ella, well, I'm saying we should be friends. And then...
That's flirting.
I don't think that is, you know.
Friends, question mark.
Friends. She's like, I think we should be friends.
Yeah, but fresh...
She's like, you're funny. She's like, you're fun. I'm chilling at work. You're funny. I think we would make good friends. And then she goes on to talk about how she's entertaining as well.
She's just a friend.
She goes, okay, if that's the way... She basically like, yeah, we could talk every day. So this is where it came in.
I told you.
She goes, I was like, cool, we can be friends. She was like, oh yeah, we'd be texting every day, 24/7. And I was like, that doesn't sound like friends at all.
Same.
And then she was like, she's like, I'm just saying we should get to know each other and all, and we can be close friends. And I'd want to suck your dick.
I'm being stupid.
Everything up until that point, but she was basically like, yeah, she wants to talk on social media, just be friends. She thinks I'm funny. She thinks she's funny as well. She'll think we'll make a good connection.
Mm-hmm. That's a common pod, isn't it? That's a common pod. She's funny.
Yeah.
She's entertaining. She is.
She's from America. Review. That's why she's, I think y'all are funny. She's not from here.
Yeah. The Nigerian girls be using y'all.
It's true.
She's Nigerian. I think she's from the UK, but she's Nigerian.
But I'm fair. Listen, there's two options. She's either genuinely trying to just be friends,
yeah,
or she can.
But even if she isn't, like, that's within my power to, like, we're never gonna link up.
And that's the way they shoot their shot. Like, guys tend to be more direct.
Yeah,
but a lot of ladies when they're shooting their shot,
evasive, they try to, Yeah.
That's how they lure us in, and we're naive fools. They'll just say shit like that. Just,
I like your podcast. I like your friends. What is that? My friends ain't funny. What do you mean?
Name names.
He's not funny.
This is Tim from Pastor Meerkat. Make sure you like, comment, and subscribe.
You flipping flipper.
You man couldn't be with a girl that you're not attracted to. We spoke about this on Psychologist.
Oh, yeah, no, of course not.
Or you're kind of half attracted.
What is physical attraction?
Go on. Physical attraction. So a girl that maybe isn't like a 10 or even an 8 to you, but she's like a 6, 7.
Yeah, but the moment you have that deeper intellectual attraction,
she becomes
that 8, 9. Mm-hmm. That's if it's real.
But there's a baseline attraction level, right?
Like, yeah, there's
you, right?
For you, you've got a baseline.
Would you go for a date anyone? Imagine you had the most amazing connection with someone, but then you saw them in real life and you were like, that's not typically someone that you're attracted to. Would that put you off? Knowing that you just had the most amazing connection that you've ever had.
Yeah, they can be my friend.
But that's not what we're saying here. We're saying deeper, like, this is someone that you can be with.
You like them.
Yeah, but they can't be someone I can be with if I don't have that raw, passionate, I want to rip your clothes off.
Oh, exactly.
So you need physical attraction.
Love isn't blind.
You're saying that
love isn't blind.
Yeah. Love is 2020 for you.
Yeah.
What about you, Shake?
Yeah, the physical connection is important.
Yeah, but shake the hornets in the group.
Shake the hornets in the group.
He's touched me on the leg three times since this whole conversation.
The physical touch is high on his love languages.
But attraction is important. And anyone that doesn't say
Anyone that says otherwise is lying.
No, but some people.
Why?
It's not cap, actually. Some people fall in love with the mind.
Yeah.
Not the way someone looks. I fall in love with the mind.
So I agree.
And those relationships have more longevity.
How do you know? What's the studies?
A-level, I learned A-level. What subject?
You can't be in a relationship with someone you're repulsed by physically.
Yeah, but why are you going to repulse? Why are you going to repulse?
Because I made it clear that there needs to be a baseline attraction.
Yeah, that could be a six. That could be a 6 out of 10.
100%.
So a 6 out of 10 is all right.
A 6 out of 10 is fine.
Someone that you're physically attracted to.
A six, I'm saying six. You're
someone that you're physically, I don't know this.
What's your base?
It depends on the day.
What does it depend?
I don't know right now.
It depends on the day.
It depends. So obviously, like, you just, I don't want to put a number to it. You just know when you know, right?
You have to be attracted to them, basically.
There has to be some form of attraction.
So we're not talking like 3 out of 10s.
3 out of 10 is subjective, isn't it?
But it's 3 out of 10 for you.
I don't like to put a scale on things. I just in the moment when you see that person, you know.
Yeah.
That's all I'm.
No, but someone who's an 8 out of 10 for me might be a 3 out of 10 for you.
And maybe so.
So we're saying 3 out of 10 for you.
3 out of 10 for Shane.
But you connect with them. You connect with them.
As long as there's a baseline level of attraction. I don't know what that scale is. I don't know what the scale is.
Okay, leave the conversation. What's everybody's favorite feature of?
What's
feature on a woman?
A woman.
The personality.
Just so we're not being shallow. Fuck you, man. Just so we're not being shallow. We're gonna do physical feature and we're gonna do personality trait as well. And I want you guys to be specific.
Can we make a free fold? Facial, physical feature.
You're going to say body. I hate
you.
I'm not doing that. You're horny.
No,
because I just want facial and personality. That's what I wanted. I wasn't trying to add
the body.
I say threefold.
I meant twofold.
This guy has got film mastery.
You can't take the cheeks off his mind. That's basically what he said.
No, but body could either be...
Face and thing.
Sorry. Physical could either be body or face, innit?
Yeah.
So if
he lacks legs, he lacks legs. I'm okay with that. That's a physical feature.
Yeah, but everyone might just say face.
Mm-hmm. No, but so that's why I said specific. If you're gonna go face, then pick a feature on the face.
Okay, cool.
100% for me, smile. I love a smile. You know when my girl just
sees that. He's not gonna do it. You know when
they look at you.
The thing is, when you ask the type of question, what's gonna happen? Yeah, is he gonna say smile? He's gonna say heart.
So we're gonna say ears.
That's why I like what E-Man said in terms of one facial feature, exactly. And then one.
I wasn't trying to be horny.
I'll be honest because you don't want to be honest.
Yeah, you don't. No,
I didn't really do. There's other features I like.
Okay. There's a girl. She's got big bum, big breasts, but she's got braces.
Yeah,
she can still smile.
She can still smile.
Obviously,
the braces takes away from the smile, innit?
For me, it's good teeth. Good teeth is a big role. Because
a big one.
That leads into hygiene. That leads into your smile. Looking at your face all the time. Remember talking, we're locking eyes, looking at each other.
When you say hygiene.
Yeah, when you say good teeth, are you talking aesthetically or like...
No, aesthetically, but also like colour, that comes, like just having a good mouth.
Yeah, I think you mean aesthetic. He means aesthetic.
Even he's gonna buy Listerine for you. First day, have you got Listerine?
But good teeth is not just how it looks, like them being straight and aligned, but it's also how white they are. That gives you an indication on hygiene.
To be fair, I agree with you. Like teeth can throw people off, or throw me off. To be honest, like if
so, teeth is your number one.
Yeah.
Okay, but, and personality.
Humor.
Okay.
Yeah.
Has to be humor. Be able to laugh at yourself.
Are girls funny?
Fundamentally, no, they're not. As in, they're not. I don't think they are.
Fundamentally,
I don't think.
Crazy.
I don't think they are.
Crazy.
I think the way their life is and the things.
What are you saying?
I'm just saying, being a woman is hard.
Please.
Being a woman is hard. Being a woman is hard.
We can
laugh at each other. We can. Do you know what I mean? Like, being a woman is hard.
Try not to be shallow. I think girls aren't as funny as guys. I genuinely believe that.
Mm. But why, I think, just because we're coming from a different perspective.
Also, as guys, we can laugh
our humour is different to...
Yeah, exactly.
You know,
yeah,
I think a woman's humour,
us being less sensitive is a big thing.
It's a huge thing.
But I also think girls are good at bouncing off. So I like girls that can bounce off me. Reverse witty. Cowgirl.
I'm being stupid.
There's a certain kind of person that if you're funny as a guy and you're orchestrating conversation or you're a conversationalist, then there's some girls that can bounce off that humor, have the same wit. That's what I kind of like. That's the kind of thing I like, yeah.
I all like someone who just understands, like, I make bare stupid jokes on my girl, she just gets it.
Gets it. You don't want somebody being like, so what, I'm fat.
No, actually, are you done personally?
No, I don't humor, human teeth.
I didn't do it, a personality.
We don't care about you.
No, go.
No,
I said
smile.
Smile. I guarantee everyone's doing a facial feature.
But in terms of like the...
You have to convince me. Tell the rest of you.
No, in terms of the personality. One trait for me is just like intellect. Like I love having like...
You're sapiosexual.
Intellectual conversation.
I love having like deep like conversations.
What's a deep conversation?
You know when you can just talk about topics?
He wants intellectual
Someone basically what happened is someone said the word sapiosexual and then
you didn't one know of the
girls. You know what it was. But you want someone who's intelligent. And you don't even read the dictionary.
You don't even know what it is.
Like, dude, like, but you know
you need someone that's smarter than you.
I'm not intimidated by someone that's smarter than me. But I like
being challenged.
I like intellectually. Okay.
Someone who can educate you.
Someone you can go beyond surface level and you can really go deep and you can just find out more things about each other that way. Like intellect is important.
Okay, cool.
That's, that's like when we live together, the sexual tension. I'm being stupid today, sorry. I had a couple of coffees early in the morning. They haven't left my system yet. me, physical. Oh. It's going to be hair or lips. Not even smile, lips. Hair or lips.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm.
I like nice hair. Like
what's nice hair? Natural hair.
Bust down, blonde. Middle parting. You guys are not going to understand what I'm saying. I read books about black women's hair, okay? I like bust down, middle parting, nice and neat, looking good, that sort of thing. So yeah, hair. But to be honest, I like a range of hairstyles. I just like the fact, I like it when girls' hair is done. No. Even if it's an afro, like done in a nice way, like I just like when girls have.
You want
nice
them to always look presentable.
Not always. Hair. Don't make me as misogynistic. But that's just what I'm attracted to. When I see nice hairstyles, I like it. I love braids. I love everything about hair. Like I like the curls, everything. Mm. And then personality wise, it is probably gonna be. It might be intellect as well.
Okay.
Like. Yeah, probably intellect. Or actually, you know what? Kindness. I like kindness. I love kindness. I like people that are just kind, like good-hearted people. Mm. There are a lot of bad women out there that would dance on stage with other men.
That's evil. When you say physical, does that? Basically, what I was going
to
say.
He's ready to lie.
A big thing for me is like the way someone dresses.
Uh huh. Mm.
So can I say that?
Yeah.
Because like there's been times when I've been out and I see a girl and she looks nice and then I go home her head down and she's wearing some busted Pumas or something stupid. And then I'm angry.
When you say the way they dress, is it because you want them to amplify their features, or is it just because?
I need to know what type of dress you're talking about.
Are you talking about just style, fashion, or like?
He's not talking about you. Like,
you're talking about cleavage. How much cleavage?
You asked about the way you dress, and obviously that can be interpreted. I'm trying to go.
You're trying to go deeper, innit?
Yeah.
I'm not you. No, just well put together. They thought about their outfit. Do you know what I mean? Internal personality, intelligence. Important. I remember I dated a girl who thought the plural of mice was mices. I couldn't go on a date with her again after that. Smells. Like scent is really important to me as well. Nice perfume.
That thing of the call is that.
The thing about scent though, it can be misleading, man.
Why?
Yeah.
Like you can, yeah, you can mask.
Mask be
on a day
yeah,
out.
Yeah, on a day out, home, but yeah.
You smell like horse.
I don't think so. Sometimes in the it's no. in your pores.
Yeah, but have you?
That's so true. There's some people that
yeah, natural smell. Scent.
Natural scent good. Though. That's a yeah, big that's, thing. That's some people have like a really warming natural scent.
Yeah, yeah.
And some people you just don't. Like sometimes I'm on the train and you know you're standing next to someone and their scent just.
Yeah. But yeah, even the artificial, like you know, a spray. Like, because it's like linked to like memory in it. So, like, if you smell someone and then you go away, you think about, like, oh, rah, remember that time. And like,
you're so horny. everything you're saying is right, but you're the horniest psychology.
She was on the train on the 27th and she was smelling good.
27th of January, what year?
What year? 2016.
I hear it, though. I hear it. And most of the time, girls, that's what I rate girls over men. They smell like really, like you walk past them, you get a whiff of their scent, they smell.
And
really
it just
good.
Changes your mood for the rest of the day.
Yeah,
personally, just someone who gives me peace, someone who's able to comprehend things. Well, I think that's important. Mm. Like when there's, I don't know, disagreements, like being able to understand things from both perspectives. Mm. I feel like a lot of people don't encompass that. Yeah. So I feel like that's important for
critical thinking, they call that.
Yes. Mm. Thank you. I did that.
You said quite a few things though.
Yeah, sorry, I was greedy.
For me, physically, it's a toss up between eyes and lips.
Iman.
What do you mean, Iman?
Iman. What does that mean?
Let him land. Let him land, then we cook him.
You go on.
Go on.
I'm being there too.
What's between what eyes?
Yeah.
What type of eyes do you like?
What eyes?
It's like the shape of it.
What shape do you like? What shape? What shape do you like?
Don't ask me what shape. If I see it, then I know.
But like, what are you looking for in eyes? Just describe it to us, man. Make us understand.
Let me describe it to you. I'm just saying that it could be a different shape.
Who's got the best eyes here? Like,
you should know.
I'm not doing that.
You should know.
Who's someone big?
You like small eyes, big eyes.
Give us a celebrity example.
Give us a celebrity example, exactly.
Listen, this is a lie.
He's a liar.
That's my favorite feature. Someone's eyes or lips is what looks.
Okay, but well, what about eyes? What do you look for?
I like the shape of their eyes.
Yeah, but what does that do? What does that do?
About liking the shape. Some people like the shape of people's heads. Are you asking me what kind of shape? You're not doing
that. Yeah, what kind of shape? I would ask you.
Anyway, let's move on from that.
Yeah. When Manny said smile, I said like, what is it?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You didn't.
The shape. But what about the shape? What do you mean the shape?
I like a specific, like.
Okay, what specific shape?
Diamond.
Yeah. Hexagons.
Oh my days.
He likes aliens.
Done with it.
I'm done. I'm done.
Just say what you really wanted to say.
What's the shape of your eyes? You tell me. What shape is your eyes?
It's an oval.
I think I got warm eyes.
I ask you what shape this guy's telling me. Is warm a shape?
It can be. I've got warm eyes.
So you're showing
oval.
Everyone's eyes are oval.
All right, what's the personality? Anyway,
okay.
What's the personality?
Personally, I like someone who's quite spontaneous. Spontaneous, fun, energetic. Mm. But
that's a good one.
And I'm an ambivert, so I like someone who could be quite chilled.
What?
What's wrong with you? Why?
He's rehearsed this.
We should have started that side because he definitely has this scripted 100%. Yeah, I'm an ambivert. Yeah, fuck off. I'm hot and cold.
I'm warm and I'm hot. You know.
I'm hot and I'm cold. Yeah, I'm tall and I'm short.
We're just not as horny as the east side.
Go on.
Facial. I kind of like cheeks, man. Like.
He's the only honest one.
Go on.
What cheeks are you talking about?
Like a high cheekbone. Plump
cheeks.
Yeah.
Okay.
You're talking in code, but I hear it.
Personality,
someone that doesn't take themselves too seriously.
Yeah. Mm.
So that someone that can have fun but isn't, you know, when you're taking the piss out of them, you don't take it too seriously.
Yeah.
So
no one here likes fat asses.
Yeah, I think
we like fat asses.
It's not a priority. It's low on your requirements.
Mm.
Yeah. I'm talking about a lot of fat stuff asses. Like the physical stuff, like breasts, bum, prettiness, whatever, shape, all of that. That is like the more lustful stuff. That's not that's exactly. not going to hold for a long-term relationship.
That's not going to lure you in.
No, it might lure me in to talk to them.
But it's not the same.
But it's not the same.
A warmer smile, yeah, that just makes you smile back, yeah, and just gives you that.
Hey, next topic.
Nothing that beats that.
Everyone's got fat ass.
You can go to Turkey and get fat ass.
You can't get it's just that warm smile.
You can.
Both of you can.
Anyway, let's say everybody's got the girl of their dreams. You guys go to a concert.
Now we're getting to the real question.
You guys go to a concert. Her favorite artist invites her up on stage to dance. Your girl wants to go. What are you saying?
Let her do it. No, let her do.
Her bruv, her it's favorite her artist is bruv the cultural. The cultural artist.
I hear it.
Yeah,
she can go up. She can screw light bulbs.
Yeah.
Oh my.
You can understand depending on the caliber of artist.
Only person anyone should be losing their mind.
Michael Jackson.
Is Michael Jackson.
Okay. Yeah.
That's the only person.
She can go. If there's a Michael Jackson hologram on the stage,
yeah, she can go.
You can do everything.
Blast with it.
Yeah, blast. Moonwalk together. I don't mind.
Yeah, bro. No, but all seriousness, I think you should let your girl do what she's going to do.
100%. You can't
stop her behavior.
Can't stop her. Like,
that's true.
If she like did a little whine, not to the example of what we saw, but a little dance, like something with Usher, like Usher kind of serenades and
the way he did Alicia.
Yeah.
Respectful one.
If it's respectful, fuck that shit, man.
Yeah. I'm with you as well. I can't. My pride wouldn't be able to hack it.
Okay, let me tell you what. In comparison to what that situation, the worst part of that situation was the fact that it's all over social media.
Yeah, that's
the worst part of that situation.
And he's at the front. He's at the front.
No, they're recording him. If no they're one recording her. They're like, recording
it's
him.
Worse. But it's mad. It's only worse because it was disrespectful. If she came through and did it in a way that was more respectful, then this wouldn't be a thing, right?
Okay, would you, a little salsa.
Playing on the scenario, would you let it happen for 20K? Like, would you put yourself in that position for 20K?
Nah.
Tax free.
Nah.
Tax free.
Nah.
Nah, that's
why does tax free make
it? That's a big cut. That's 40%.
Why is it 40?
For vicious 40.
So you man wouldn't do it for 20K?
That's not enough. The ridicule, the embarrassment, your pride, your sense as a man.
If you're saying that 20K, that means you're going to end the relationship.
Yeah, end the relationship.
So that means your girl's worth 20K.
Yeah, that's literally it.
It's the price of
your girl. Yeah, but if she's done that, then that wasn't the person for me anyway. So now my main
concern... You're going to monetize now. I get it. She's willing to do it, monetize.
My main concern now is just the public embarrassment, which is going to go. It will go away.
You'll go away this week. There'll be something new this week.
What about that? The guy who gave head on New Year's Eve?
Oh, my day. we've been past the main
No, but the guy who gave head on New Year's Eve every single year.
That's way more.
There's a new guy. In the toilet, isn't it?
You think the old guy's going to be forgotten?
The old guy's forgotten.
You don't remember the new guy's name, but you remember the old guy's name.
Yeah. That's what I'm saying.
Oh, my God.
You guys don't forget.
I know he's there. You changed.
And it's like, what's gonna happen? It's like every time.
But that's more extreme. That's unforgettable.
Every time we
don't know this guy's name.
Every time there's a concert and the guy dances or someone's on stage or someone comes up to the stage, he's gonna be brought up.
His face is gonna be there.
Yeah. So it's not gonna be forgotten. Every year it's coming back up.
Yeah.
Or they're gonna be a throwback. Oh, 2024 February. Slap.
Yeah, yeah.
This
if,
is what's happening.
If Omalé goes number one, it's back.
Yeah, it's back.
Omalé slapping, bro, right now. So,